In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. We affirm that the Church of our fathers, sustained by the most holy Trinity, lives yet, and that we, being moved by the Holy Spirit to walk only in that way, are determined to continue in the Catholic faith, apostolic order, Orthodox worship, and evangelical witness of the traditional Anglican Church, doing all things necessary for the continuance of the same. We are upheld and strengthened in this determination by the knowledge that many provinces and dioceses of the Anglican community have continued steadfast in the same faith, order, worship, and witness, and that they continue to confine ordination to the priesthood and the episcopate to men. We rejoice in these facts, and we affirm our solidarity with these provinces and dioceses. We affirm that the Anglican Church of Canada and the Protestant Episcopal Church in the United States of America, by their unlawful attempts to alter faith, order, and morality, especially in their General Synod of 1975 and General Convention of 1976, have departed from Christ's one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We affirm that all former ecclesiastical governments, being fundamentally impaired by the schismatic acts of lawless councils, are of no effect among us, and that we must now reorder such godly discipline as will strengthen us in the continuation of our common life and witness. We affirm that the claim of any such schismatic person or body to act against any church member, clerical, or lay for his witness to the whole faith is with no authority of Christ's true church. And any such inhibition, deposition, or discipline is without effect. It is absolutely null and void. We affirm that fundamental principles, doctrinal, moral, and constitutional, are necessary for the present, and that a constitution redressing the defects and abuses of our former governments should be adopted, whereby the Church may be soundly continued. We affirm our continued relations of communion with the See of Canterbury and all faithful parts of the Anglican Communion. Wherefore, with a firm trust in divine providence, and before Almighty God and all the company of heaven, we solemnly affirm, covenant, and declare that we, lawful and faithful members of the Anglican and Episcopal churches, shall now and hereafter continue and be the unified, continuing Anglican Church in North America in true and valid succession thereto. In order to carry out these declarations, we set forth these fundamental principles for our continued life and witness, in the firm conviction that we shall be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved, in acknowledging our duty to proclaim Christ's saving truth to all peoples, nations, and tongues. We declare our intention to hold fast the one holy Catholic and Apostolic faith of God. We acknowledge that rule of faith laid down by St. Vincent. Let us hold that which has been believed everywhere, always, and by all, for that is truly and properly Catholic. Principles of doctrine. We gather as people called by God to be faithful and obedient to Him. As the royal priestly people of God, the Church is called to be, in fact, the manifestation of Christ in and to the world. True religion is revealed to man by God. We cannot decide what is truth, but rather in obedience ought to receive, accept, cherish, defend, and teach what God has given us. The Church is created by God and is beyond the ultimate control of man. The Church is the body of Christ in the world. She is the society of the baptized called out for the world, in it, but not of it. As Christ's faithful bride, she is different from the world and must not be influenced by it. We repudiate all deviations or departures from the faith in whole or in part, and to bear witness to these essential principles of evangelical truth and apostolic order. The Holy Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments is the authentic record of God's revelation of Himself, His saving activity and moral demands, a revelation valid for all men and for all time. The Nicene Creed is the authoritative summary of the chief articles of the Christian faith, together with the Apostles' Creed and that known as the Creed of St. Athanasius, to be thoroughly received and believed in the sense that they have had always in the Catholic Church. The received tradition of the Church and its teachings, as set forth by the ancient Catholic bishops and doctors, and especially as defined by the seven ecumenical councils of the undivided Church, to the exclusion of all errors, ancient and modern. The sacraments of baptism, confirmation, the Holy Eucharist, holy matrimony, holy orders, penance, and unction of the sick, as objective and effective signs of the continued presence and saving activity of Christ our Lord among His people, and His covenant and means for conveying His grace. In particular, we affirm the necessity of baptism and the Holy Eucharist where they may be had. Baptism as incorporating us into Christ, with its completion and confirmation as the seal of the Holy Spirit. And the Eucharist is the sacrifice which unites us to the all-sufficient sacrifice of Christ on the cross, and the sacrament in which He feeds us with His body and blood. The holy orders of bishops, priests, and deacons, as the perpetuation of Christ's gift of apostolic ministry to His Church, asserting the necessity of a bishop of apostolic succession or a priest ordained by such, as the celebrant of the Eucharist. These orders consisting exclusively of men in accordance with Christ's will and institution, as evidenced by the Scriptures, and the universal practice of the Catholic Church. The ancient office and the ministry of deaconesses, as a lay vocation for women, affirming the need for proper encouragement of that office. Bishops as apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers, as well as their duty together with other clergy and the laity to guard and defend the purity and integrity of the Church's faith and moral teaching. In affirming these principles, we recognize that all Anglican statements of faith and liturgical formulae must be interpreted in accordance with them. We disclaim any right or competence to suppress, alter, or amend any of the ecumenical creeds and definitions of faith, to set aside or depart from Holy Scripture, or to alter or deviate from the essential prerequisites of any sacrament. We declare our firm intention to seek and achieve full sacramental communion and visible unity with other Christians who worship the Trinity in unity in Trinity, and who hold the Catholic and apostolic faith in accordance with the foregoing principles. Principles of morality, the conscience as the inherent knowledge of right and wrong cannot stand alone as a sovereign arbiter of morals. Every Christian is obligated to form his conscience by the divine moral law, and the mind of Christ is revealed in Holy Scriptures and by the teachings and tradition of the Church. We hold that when the Christian conscience is thus properly informed and ruled, it must affirm the following moral principles. All people, individually and collectively, are responsible to their Creator for their acts, motives, thoughts, and words, since we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Every human being, from the moment and time of his conception, is a creature and child of God, made in His image and likeness, an infinitely precious soul, and that the unjustifiable or inexcusable taking of life is always sinful. all people are bound by the dictates of the natural law and by the revealed will of God insofar as they can discern them. The God-given sacramental bond of marriage between one man and one woman is God's loving provision for procreation and family life. And sexual activity is to be practiced only within the bonds of holy matrimony. We recognize that man as inheritor of original sin is very far gone from original righteousness, and as a rebel against God's authority, is liable to his righteous judgment. We recognize, too, that God loves his children, and particularly has shown it forth in the redemptive work of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that man cannot be saved by any effort of his own, but by the grace of God through repentance and acceptance of God's forgiveness. We believe, therefore, it is the duty of the Church and her members to bear witness to Christian morality, to follow it in their own lives, and to reject the false standards of the world. Constitutional principles. In the constitutional revision which must be undertaken, we recommend, for the consideration of continuing Anglicans, the following: that the traditional and tested features of the Canadian and American ecclesiastical systems be retained and used in the administration of the continuing Church. That a non-political means for selection of bishops be devised, adopted, and used. That the Church be generally governed by a holy synod of three branches, episcopal, clerical, and lay, under the presidency of the primate of the Church. That the apostolic and scriptural standards for the sacred ministry be used for all orders of ministers. That the Constitution acknowledge the necessity of the concurrence of all branches of the Synod for decisions in all matters. And that extraordinary majorities be required for the favorable consideration of all matters of importance. That the Church reestablish an effective permanent system of ecclesiastical courts for the defense of the faith and the maintenance of discipline over all her members. That our bishops shall call a constitutional assembly of lay and clerical representatives of dioceses and parishes to convene at the earliest appropriate time to draft a constitution and canons by which we may be unified and governed, with special reference to this affirmation, and with due consideration to ancient custom and the general canon law, and the former law of our provinces. In the meantime, trusting in the everlasting strength of God to carry us through all our trials, we commend all questions of decision to the proper authorities in each case, episcopal, diocesan, or parochial, encouraging all the faithful to support our witness as subscribers to this affirmation, and inviting all so doing to share our fellowship and the work of the Church. Principles of worship. In the continuing Anglican Church, the Book of Common Prayer is and remains one work in two editions, the Canadian Book of 1962 and the American Book of 1928. Each is fully and equally authoritative. No other standard for worship exists. For liturgical use, only the Book of Common Prayer and service books conforming to and incorporating it shall be used. Principles of action. The continuing Anglicans remain in full communion with the See of Canterbury and with all other faithful parts of the Anglican communion, and should actively seek similar relations with all other apostolic and Catholic churches, provided that agreement in the essentials of faith and order first be reached. We recognize that the World Council of Churches, and many national and other councils adhering to the World Council, are non-apostolic, humanist and secular in purpose and practice, and that under such circumstances we cannot be members of any of them. We also recognize that the consultation on church union and all other such schemes, being non-apostolic and non-Catholic in their present conservative form, are acceptable to us, and that we cannot be associated with any. Reestablishment of spiritual, orthodox, scholarly theological education under episcopal supervision is imperative and should be encouraged and promoted by all in authority. Learned and godly bishops, other clergy, and lay people should undertake and carry on that work without delay. The right of congregations to control of their own temporalities should be firmly and constitutionally recognized and protected. Administration should, we believe, be limited to the most simple and necessary acts, so that emphasis may be centered on worship, pastoral care, spiritual and moral soundness, personal good works, and missionary outreach in response to God's love for us. We recognize also that as keepers of God's will and truth for man, we can and ought to witness to that will and truth against all manifest evils, remembering that we are as servants in the world, but God's servants first. We recognize our immediate responsibility to provide for the establishment of sound pension and insurance programs, for the protection of the stipendiary clergy and other church workers. We recognize the immediate need to coordinate legal resources, financial and professional, for the defense of congregations imperiled for their stand for the faith, and commend this need most earnestly to the diocesan and parochial authorities. In this gathering witness of Anglicans and Episcopalians, we continue to be what we are. We do nothing new. We form no new body, but continue as Anglicans and Episcopalians. Now, therefore, deeply aware of our duty to all who love and believe the faith of our fathers, of our duty to God, who alone shall judge what we do, we make this affirmation. Before God, we claim our Anglican Episcopal inheritance and proclaim the same to the whole church through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with the Father and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen.